January the 22nd, 2019, Tuesday. It's Girl Great Daily Brief number 140. Since yesterday was a day off for many of you, MLK Day, let's talk about celebrating victories. Faith is a female entrepreneur in a male-dominated industry, drywall. She comes from a long line of tradesmen, both grandfathers, her own dad. She's accomplished in the trade, specializing in high-end residential construction, but she is also an accomplished business operator. She knows her stuff. She's struggling, though. She's struggling with something that she thinks should come more naturally, celebrating when her company achieves a victory. It just feels fake. I'm just not the cheerleader type. This is not uncommon. Many leaders and business owners and even team leaders do not know how to celebrate victories. It's like anything else. You have to learn how, so don't shy away from figuring it out. Learn it. And so let's talk about some things that you can consider. First of all, you don't have to be the birthday clown. Too many entrepreneurs endure the pressure of being the birthday clown of the celebration. So get that out of your head. You are not the focal point, nor are you the entertainment. You're the leader. You're responsible for making sure the celebration happens, but you are the leader. You're the one leading the parade to show gratitude to the troops or to individual people or to teams of people for achieving the victory. You likely had birthday parties thrown by your mom when you were little. Your folks, they did the work. They showed that they loved you. Okay, maybe your dad did dress up like a clown, so never mind. Listen, the hired birthday clown does not love you. Your parents do, and you knew that. You still know that. This isn't much different. Now, here in Dallas, Texas, there was this bigger-than-life character named Herb Kelleher. Herb was the founder, CEO for a long time of Southwest Airlines. He passed away just a few weeks ago. You should read whatever you can find about Herb Kelleher. Herb was a grand birthday clown. I mean, he was just a tremendous celebrator of victories. It was one of his strengths, but it was just who he was. His personality was ideally suited for big, audacious celebrations. He was the birthday clown, and he loved being the birthday clown, and people loved him being the birthday clown. And for smaller and everyday acts of recognition, Herb was really good. Again, read about him. Don't do the heavy drinking that he did. But there may be something to this man's ability and his willingness to celebrate the people of Southwest Airlines. I would argue that it was a big, big contributor to the culture that created such a successful airline. Some of you are comfortable showing off in public because, well, you're that extroverted. Others of us are introverted. The good news is it doesn't matter. It doesn't matter how you're wired. You can lead the celebration. You can be like your parents were during your birthday parties, the ones making it happen because they loved you. You can be like Herb. You can be the one who makes it happen because he loves you and also because he just loves a good party. Be yourself. Find your own path. Victories have to be defined. Otherwise, it's just going to be another old hat, meaningless celebration. Now, Faith's challenge is pretty ordinary, and she wonders what exactly should be celebrated. Well, let me just pull you off to a sidebar here. I'll put you on rant alert. Drives me nuts that some companies have regularly scheduled celebrations. I mean, they are pre-planned. They pigeonhole things to celebrate into a calendar based on the schedule. Employees are not impressed by this. It's too forced. It's too disingenuous. Do not do that. Here's my viewpoint. Big achievements deserve celebration. The extraordinary and remarkable accomplishments. Great effort with a willingness to fail in an effort to grow. That's worthy of celebration, no matter the outcome. Now, for me, that's kind of it. Now, I'm being honest. That's just it. But let's define a few things so that you really clearly understand what I'm talking about. We're talking about celebrations, and I do make a distinction. Now, I'm going to admit to you this is a subtle distinction, but I make a distinction between celebrations and acknowledgments or recognition, kind of, sort of. I believe strongly in constant recognition and acknowledgment. I believe strongly in a culture of celebration. There is absolute positive truth to the fact that you get what you reward and that honey will win way more battles than a stick. Now, these acknowledgments, these recognitions can be private, they can be public. Sometimes it's appropriate, sometimes it's more powerful to just simply let a person know that you are aware of their success and their contribution. Other times, it's better to shine a spotlight on somebody and do it in front of their peers. You are the leader. You need to read the situation and do whatever you think is best. Yes, you can overdo it. Give a kid a birthday party every day. It's going to become ordinary very quickly. You're going to end up with a ruined kid who's entitled. My preference is that celebrations remain extraordinary, something special. I also like them to be unexpected, or at the very least, to be conducted only when warranted. I hate scheduled celebrations. We're going to celebrate something on this date, and it just is going to happen on that date, and everybody knows it. I don't mean something that you achieve and then you plan a celebration in advance. I mean calendared celebrations that just always happen, and then the company, well, we'll find some things to celebrate. That's just foolish. Did your company's fiscal year end December 31st? Then here we are, a little bit past mid-January, and when the final numbers come in and you figure out that the team hit the goal and they exceeded it, then it's a big victory worth celebrating. One of your sales teams, they land a major deal after months, maybe even years of work. The deal gets signed. Time to celebrate. Time to recognize that victory publicly, I think. Celebrations vary based on the victory. I mean, it's just like real life, right? Birthdays are great, but okay, well, getting married trumps an ordinary birthday. We spend way more money on a marriage celebration than we do a birthday party, and for good reason. Well, so having a kid, same thing. Having a child is more important than just, okay, I hit another year, got another birthday to celebrate. So think over the milestones of your life, birthdays, wedding days, births of children, grandchildren, new jobs, job promotions, launching a business, on and on these things go. I get that we can celebrate something every day. Shoot, I celebrate just waking up alive every morning. But we need and we want these to be special events that shine a light on remarkable events and not ordinary events. Faith in her business is wondering if she ought to throw a company-wide party. I don't know, maybe not. Celebrations based on the victory are not all the same, and owners or leaders aren't the same either. Herb Kelleher, he celebrated in ways that I never would because, well, he was Herb. I'm not Herb. I'm not a party animal. Herb was a terrific party animal. I can tell you some things that I personally would never do. And I don't share these as truths that you should embrace or follow. I want these to serve to illustrate how personal these decisions are for leaders and how your beliefs impact these things. Also, how you need to be authentic and true to yourself, because your people are going to pick up, yeah, okay, he's faking it. Don't fake it. Number one, I wouldn't impose on people. And if I did, I would include their significant other or a plus one. We spend so much time together, it just never made sense to me that all the employees have some big blowout, spend more time together off the clock without including the one person who is important to each of these employees. So let me include my wife, for instance. And that's different. Now we're able to enjoy the celebration together. So I wouldn't impose on people. Number two, I wouldn't provide alcohol. I don't drink. Never have. Yes, it's a religious conviction. I don't judge people. I'm not judging you if you drink. I'm not judging people who choose to live differently. But I would never budge on this. This isn't nearly as controversial as it once was. There was a time when open bars were commonplace in company events. And due to liability issues and safety concerns, it has grown increasingly less common. My decision isn't based on any of that, but it may be worth considering for you. Number three, I wouldn't likely conduct some big company-wide blowout during off hours. Okay, I'm going to go back to number one. It's just not who I am. I don't want to impose on people. I would much prefer to do something during hours so people's lives are not disrupted. So how would you celebrate? Well, that's for you to decide. That's for you to figure out. Sometimes it's all hands on deck and let's recognize some special accomplishments. That's the order of the day. Other times it's a private one-on-one conversation with an employee who's been overcoming some adversity and they're still performing at a high level. And you come up to them and you just simply say, I want to let you know, I notice how exceptional your work is, even under these circumstances. And I'm thinking about you and I appreciate you and I want to thank you for what you're doing. Sometimes it's a memo that goes out informing the company that our sales team has just landed a major piece of business, and we name those team members and we call them out for their extraordinary work and their hard effort. Sometimes it's a bonus that's paid to people for a performance above the goal. Sometimes it's just this unexpected gift card with an acknowledgement of special effort or achievement. And maybe it's even done when somebody tried something and they failed, but we know deep down they were trying because they were trying to grow, they were trying to learn, they were trying to make themselves and the company better. Didn't work out this time. So sometimes it's just an act of encouragement. Don't celebrate ordinary. Don't celebrate just for the sake of celebrating. Challenge people to perform celebration-worthy levels, right? I mean, that's what we want. And when they do, do not hesitate. Do not hesitate to get too wrapped up in how you're going to go about it. Just get it done. Always remember the objectives: to make them feel appreciated, make them feel respected, to shine the light on them and their accomplishments, to let the entire organization know how much you care, that you care about them as people, you care about the work that they produce. Be well, do good, grow great. My name is Randy Cantrell. The website is growgreat.com. I'll see you tomorrow.